as Leeds take on Rotherham. But it's also going to be a really weird one, isn't it? As we see Neil Redfern return to Elland Road in the opposition dugout while Steve Evans is in the home dugout. I mean, you just wouldn't have even thought that would happen, would you?
No, a few months ago you wouldn't have seen the situation coming about, would you? It's a very strange one. But Neil Redfern's going to go to Leeds, and I think he's got a little bit of a point to prove.
I think he does, and we've got to think about this because obviously Neil has not got a victory under his belt since he's been Rotherham manager.
Yeah, that's right. It's been going back to basics a little bit for him. He's inherited a squad that possibly weren't in the best shape anyway, through numerous reasons, really. He's stripped it back a little bit and he's trying to put his own stamp on it. And obviously, we know that takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But he'll be hoping more than anyone to get his first victory as Rotherham manager at Leeds on Saturday.
And I can only imagine kind of what's going through his head right now. Reading on the advertiser's website, he's been saying that himself and Steve both come in at this game from different angles. You know, he's obviously won the last two, but Rotherham trying to get themselves up and running and get themselves going at the moment. How does he attack Leeds? Because obviously, he knows this side so well.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, he said at the press conference yesterday, Neil Redfern, that he's going to play Leeds with Steve Evans' team, and Steve Evans is playing Rotherham with Neil Redfern's team. He said it's a strange situation, but both managers know the other team's dressing room better than anyone else, arguably, and arguably better than each other as well, because they've both not been in the job very long, and they're still learning things about the squad. But I think from Neil Redfern's point of view, he'll go there confident. He's got a lot of confidence in the squad, although the results maybe haven't matched that confidence. He's very self-assured, he seems very calm, and he seems to be looking forward to it.
And, of course, a couple of changes in the Rotherham side recently, haven't there? There's been signings coming in, there's been people going out on loan. So, think we're going to get a few debuts in this game?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to. He said yesterday that he hasn't signed players for them to sit on the bench or be out of the squad, he signed them to play. The two new men who come in, Leon Best and Stephen Kelly, two very experienced Championship players. They've actually been on trial with Rotherham for the last couple of weeks, so fitness shouldn't be too much of an issue. It's not as if they've been out of training for a long time, although they've not had a club since last season. So I would expect Leon Best to start the game and Stephen Kelly also possibly to start in defence somewhere.
Obviously, Steve Evans has got a few choices as well. Sol Bamba, Tom Adeyemi, both looking to get back into his side. Sol Bamba, of course, definitely the one to get back in this side. He's been the captain. He's not been playing since he got suspended, so it's been difficult for him. Your captain, Rotherham captain, Lee Frecklinson, he's fit after that calf problem. And, of course, as you just said then, likes of Stephen Kelly and Leon Best looking to get a start. Now, when it looks like Rotherham coming to Elland Road over the past few games, they've done pretty well there. You know, they've done all right. Inside the last five, unbeaten, 1-2, drawn 3. It's been a pretty decent run of form, but do you think the occasion might get to some of these players seeing their old boss on the sidelines in the opposite dugout as much as it would be for the Leeds players, I guess?
Well, it can work either way, can't it, for both sets of players? I mean, I'm sure one or two of the Rotherham players will have a point to prove to Steve Evans. Well, maybe one or two who weren't getting in the team as regular as they would have liked. I'm sure they'll be going there with a point to prove, and you could perhaps say the same about one or two Leeds players as well with Neil Redfern. But what Neil Redfern did do at Leeds, which is obviously well publicised, is bring through those youth players who Leeds United are now reaping the rewards of, and I'm sure that they've got nothing but respect for Neil Redfern. I mean, he touched on this yesterday as well, the fact that he still keeps in contact with one or two of them, and I think it'll probably be a bigger deal for the Rotherham players seeing Steve Evans in the other dugout rather than the Leeds players with Neil Redfern.
And it is just essential, isn't it, to get these 3 points. Bottom of the table, Rotherham, right now, but only two away from Bolton. So a chance to, you know, get some good points on the board and get themselves away from that bottom place. Then that assault on Charlton, really?
Yeah, they've been fairly lucky that they've not been cut too far adrift yet. But there has been one or two promising signs in performances recently, even though, like I said before, results haven't gone their way. You feel like it's fine margins, like they're just waiting for maybe that little bit of luck or that decision to go their way to really kickstart the season. And the players all seem to be buying into what Neil Redfern's trying to do. They all seem fairly positive. There's been one or two moans and groans from the fans lately, but I think that's more frustration for the predicament that Rotherham are in rather than anything aimed towards the manager. But yeah, I think Neil Redfern will go there thinking that he can get something from the game.
Now, this game, it's obviously a big one. It's a derby. It's the return of Neil Redfern to Leeds United. It's the first time Steve Evans has seen his old side since he left there. The emotions are going to be flying. It's going to be supercharged. It's going to be a really interesting game, this. Let's see if we can get a call on it. What do you reckon it's going to be? Are we going to get a Rotherham victory? And will Neil Redfern be parading around Elland Road one more time with 3 points under his belt? Or will we see Steve Evans victorious over his former side?
It's a tough one to call, isn't it? I mean, form suggests that Leeds went to a heavy favourite. I'm not sure how Neil Redfern would feel about taking a point now. Usually you say you take a point in these big away games. But I'm not sure if Neil Redfern would be happy with that. I think he wants to go there and make a statement and show Leeds fans maybe what they're missing.
Well, we're taking a look at the match odds right now with our betting partner, 888sport.com/Yorkshire, for the best odds in the business. Leeds currently at 4-5 for the win, 18-5 for Rotherham United to be victorious in this game. They're pretty much tipping Leeds to go out and get the 3 points in this one and make it three wins on the bounce. But hopefully, from your point of view, that won't happen. It's just going to be a bizarre old atmosphere, isn't it, with the return of Redders. It's going to be very strange.
It is going to be very strange. I mean, it's not very often that you get both sets of fans showing a lot of appreciation for the opposition's manager, is it, in one game? I mean, Rotherham fans, as much as some of them have moaned and groaned about Steve Evans' style over the years, you can't argue with his success. I mean, two promotions and consolidation in the Championship last year, I'm sure Rotherham fans would have took that 3.5 years ago when Steve Evans joined. So there will be some appreciation from the Rotherham fans for Steve Evans. Undoubted, and I'm sure there will be the other way around as well. Leeds with Neil Redfern, a lot of the fans there felt that he'd been harshly done by the owner of the club at the end of the last season, and Neil Redfern himself said that he's got a lot of pride for the job that he did in Leeds, and I think fans can see that. So I think both sets of fans will get their hands together for the managers. You might hear one or two chants going round the stadium from the opposition fans, which will be bizarre.
Which will be really weird, won't it? And you can hear this game live here on Radio Yorkshire, by the way, tomorrow, all the build-up from 1:30. Joe, thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thank you very much.